time on this plane, we affect the lives of others we come in contact with every day. Part of you becomes a part of them. Part of them becomes a part of you. But we all must accept responsibility for the things that we do.
I knew this meddling dick who was threatening kids. He was breaking in cribs, always taking their shit. Less than 2 years later, he was dead in the ditch. All his best friends said to him is, ain't that a bitch? Where you headed with this, Chris? I'm fed up with this shit. I seen shifty pricks lift in meds from a sick bitch. Chase death with the quickness, the top of Grimm's hit list. They slit their own wrists just to keep both they wrists lit. Maybe I'm the misfit, optimistic, thinking man was inherently good and not wicked. My vision now shifted, the veil has been lifted. My words have been turned to a curse of the gifted. The cross that I bear, no relief has been shown. My spine wants to crack, but my face made of stone. Before harvest is past, you must reap what you've sown. And you sleep on a mattress you've made all alone. Have given the world all I needed in return was three little words. It hurts when we speak, her vocabulary slurred. Through the bottom of a bottle, her reality is blurred. I resigned to find why this hit tragedy occurred. Rewind her whole life and the damage it incurred. She believes she the reason why her family was poor. Perceives that she is meant to lead a life without reward. Consolation is like screaming through a mic without a cord. She doesn't want to hear it, all your sympathy ignored. She is crawling but refuses any help from off the floor. Any hand extended ends up being slapped and shown the door. The burden that she bears grows heavier in time. I fear that her affliction is much deadlier than mine. So I pray that the clarity will finally make its way to her dreams as she sleeps in the bed that she's made. That the shoe would never fit. He believed his half-truths and imaginary quips. He said anything to anyone who listened to his fibs. His followers were swallowed in the end and fell with him. A monster with a closet filled with dusty skeletons. The lives of innocence forever muddied in a sense. This is just my couple cents in a third-person tense. The tension I'm relieving helps me heal but not forget. Cause lies may comfort ya, but I will not front with ya. The lies that I told don't make a very good comforter. See, jealousy and hate don't make a very tough roof. I'd rather have a goose down pillow stuffed full of truth. The dressings have been laid and I paid for my tales. The scars may never fade, but for the pain, time helps. As for me, you can tell I've neglected my health. Still I sleep in this bed that I've made for myself.